Now, the PM General Election 2015, Chris Mason, Desk of Election News, with Chris Mason.
Eddie, there have been two consequences of the deluge of statistics in this election campaign. The Radio 4 More or Less team have been working more or less 24 hours a day trying to get their heads around the figures. And those who've not heard them might just be baffled or, dare I say, it's even a little bored. So the arrival of Tony Blair on the campaign trail today highlights a statistic-free fact, a big difference between the two big parties. The Conservatives are promising a referendum on staying in or leaving the European Union if they win. Labour are not. A good thing too, said the former Prime Minister, who also felt it necessary to say this about Ed Miliband.
Just so that you understand this and get this fully, I support him 100%. To lead our party to victory at the next level.
And more on Tony Blair's speech in Sedgefield later on PM. There are many absurd things about election campaigns. For a start, it's something of a political virility symbol to show how many places you can show up at in any given day. The Prime Minister started the day in Edinburgh.
Don't worry, we're going to be eating an enormous breakfast. Everyone else is finished.
After haggis, egg and fried bread for breakfast in Scotland, it was time for, yes, Northern Ireland and a trip to the Titanic Studios in Belfast, where Game of Thrones is filmed. So where exactly are you, Dave?
I said that I'm very excited to be on right now as a big throny.
After that, it was a spot of pie-making at a brewery in Cardiff.
Yours your sag like mine?
Yeah, it's totally sag.
And next stop, well, Cornwall. So, Mr Cameron, what do you make of Mr Blair saying an EU referendum is a mistake?
Tony Blair's wrong because what I'm doing is putting the country first and saying the people of the United Kingdom should be able to have a choice.
No, it's not Tony Blair who's wrong, said the SNP leader Nicola Sturgeon. It's you, Mr Cameron.
I don't want to see an EU referendum, and I don't want to see Scotland or the UK, for that matter, leaving the European Union. I also do not want there to be any possibility of Scotland being taken out of the European Union against our will.
The UKIP leader Nigel Farage has been in Dudley in the West Midlands today. David Cameron once said UKIP was full of fruitcake. So what did Mr Farage make of the UKIP cupcake he was given?
We've moved on from fruitcake, you see. It's a different party now. This is new UKIP.
Mr Farage's policy focus, though, was defence.
We will commit today to saying that we do believe this country should meet a 2% target of its expenditure in line with NATO expectations. UKIP believes we should do that.
The big parties at Westminster have not committed to that. 90 miles south of Dudley, Labour's Ed Miliband was in Bristol.
One in four people can't get a GP appointment within a week. The NHS cannot go forward if queues to see your GP are stretching backwards.
And back to that idea of chalking up different places in one day on the campaign trail being something of a political virility symbol, Nick Clegg has been helping to paint the foyer of the NK Theatre in Stockport in Greater Manchester. Then he went on to Midtown in Powys in Wales. He started the day in London, spelling out the Lib Dem plan of raising the personal allowance, the amount of money you can earn without paying income tax, to £12,500 a year.
Every single penny that we get back through tax avoidance measures and stopping tax evasion, every penny and pound of that of those measures will go into raising the allowance right up to £12,500. That is our plan. It is a plan which helps the many by asking a little bit more from the wealthy few.
We end tonight with the investment many a candidate makes to be part of the democratic process. It costs £500 to stand as a candidate for Westminster, and you only get that money back if you manage at least 5% of the vote. Cue UKIP's candidate in Watford tweeting a picture of notes making up £500 wrapped in an elastic band. OK, my lovelies, I'll see you again on or around the 8th of May. Take care, miss you loads, he wrote to his already much-missed cash.
Chris Mason at the election desk.